WW Radio,
your information station.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to WDW Radio Live. I am Lou Mangiello, and this is the WDW Newscast, our last one for 2013. Today is Wednesday, It's December 18th, not the 25th yet. Don't rush Christmas, Lou. My Christmas shopping's not done yet. Anyway, I am here to help you have the best possible Disney vacation experience and bring you a little bit of Disney magic wherever you are with this live broadcast every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern here at WDW Radio Live. Also, the audio podcast over at wwradio.com and on iTunes, new videos, blog, these live broadcasts, special events, my Walt Disney World trivia books, CDs, and more. Again, you can find everything over at wdwradio.com. No sponsor for this week's show. We're throwing the sponsors out to celebrate the seasons. Let's get right into this week's final bit of Walt Disney World news for 2013. I don't know where this year has gone. Anyway, let's start off where I always seem to start off. It's where I began 2013. It's where we're going to end it. We're going to talk about food because now you can, well, not now, soon. Soon, in 2014, you'll be able to play and dine with some new friends over at Disney's Hollywood Studios. The Disney Junior Play and Dine Character Dining Experience, celebrating 8 years of fun breakfast and lunch buffet meals. It's been updated over the years with a lot of new characters from Disney Junior and the Disney Channel and some of the other programs on there. Well, starting January 26th, two of the biggest new stars are going to be coming out to play when Doc McStuffins is going to be joined by Sophia the First, joining the cast over at the Play and Dine Character Meet and Eat Experience. You can meet Doc and Sophia, dance along with them. They're going to have new musical numbers right in the middle of the restaurant. They're going to come by, sign autographs, take pictures. They're also going to be joining other current favorites like Handy Manny and Jake from Jake and the Neverland Pirates. I know Doc McStuffins and Sophia the First, huge with the teen, tween set. Whatever those young children are, whatever they call them, they love Doc McStuffins and Sophia the First. But from little kids to big kids that just like to have fun in the parks, and by fun, I mean doing crazy things like running marathons, the Expedition Everest Challenge registration opened yesterday, I believe. That's the 2014 Expedition Everest Challenge over at Disney's Animal Kingdom Park. The main event is going to be a 5K, it's about 3.1 miles, fun run through an obstacle course, followed by a scavenger hunt. That's the best part to me. It's a nighttime race on Saturday, May 3rd, 2014. There's also going to be a family edition with a shorter run, a little bit simpler scavenger hunt. That's going to be hosted over at Wide World of Sports earlier that day, as well as some other Run Disney races as well. You can visit RunDisney.com for more information to register. This event will sell out. I've done it two or three times. It's a lot of fun. You do not need to, look at me, you do not need to be a marathoner or an obstacle courser or a scavenger hunter, but it's a fun thing you can do as a team or individually. And again, you get to run through the park at night. There's a party. You can also get a party ticket too if you don't want to run, just want to enjoy some of the fun and food. Again, you can go to RunDisney.com and you can register literally right now. And finally, not a lot of news this week. Right? Everybody's getting ready for the holidays. And by getting ready for the holidays, they're just figuring out what they're going to eat and where. How would you like this? How would this be a nice sort of holiday present? Do you want to win a five-day vacation to Walt Disney World or Disneyland? Well, you can, and all you need to do is show your ears. There's a new sweepstakes called the Show Your Ears Sweepstakes, where all you need to do is upload a photo of yourself wearing a Mickey, Minnie, or Oswald ear hat, and you can win a Disney vacation. They're going to choose one winner randomly from all the valid entries for a five-day vacation to Disneyland or Walt Disney World. It's going to include hotel, airfare, theme park admission, a Disney gift card, and a photo pass credit. There's also going to be five first prize winners. They are going to receive a $100 Disney store shop card. Now, if you don't have Mickey ears, right? I know we're talking completely hypothetically because I'm sure you do. You could actually print out an ear hat using tools on the contest website. You can download a Disney app to digitally add an ear hat to an existing photo, or you can even enter by mail. Remember mail, postal service? And get this, it's open not only to U.S. residents, but if you're a Canadian or if you're in Canada, except Quebec, really, Canadians except Quebecians or Quebecans, whatever you're called, you guys can enter as well, too. Entries have to be received by 11:59 p.m. and 59 seconds Pacific Standard Time on December 20th. So we only have 2 days to get your cameras out, find those photos, get the apps out. Please go and check the rules on the official website. There's a lot of little caveats and rules and details. The lawyers went, you know, that's what lawyers are paid to do. A lot of things like, you know, logos and stuff like that. Again, you can enter the Show Your Ears sweepstakes on Disney.com now through December 20th, 2013. Good luck. And if you need a travel companion, I'm your guy, especially out to Disneyland. So believe it or not, that is all the news we have for this week. But I have a question for you, because this is going to be the last live broadcast for this year. Next week is going to be Christmas. I'm sure a lot of you will be celebrating as well. And I might have a tough time convincing everybody that I need to stop what I'm doing and broadcast to nobody is going to be watching because you're opening presents and playing with your Xbox One or PS4 or whatever it is you're playing with. Anyway, but as we are approaching the end of the year, I have a question for you. And I want you to tell me, what were your top Disney-related events for 2013? What were some of the things that happened this year? Look, it could be a movie release, something in the theme parks, something otherwise Disney-related. It could be Diane Disney Miller, whatever it may be. What were your top Disney events for 2013? Please come by and comment on the Facebook page, facebook.com/WDW Radio. I'm going to take your replies and your comments and your thoughts and your lists and your speculation, whatever it may be, and I want to use them as part of our 2013 recap show. If you don't do the Facebook, you could also tweet me. I am at Lou Mangiello, or you can even call the voicemail at 407-900-9391. So Facebook, Twitter, voicemail, any way you want to get it to me, those are the best ways. I'll definitely be checking the Facebook page and Twitter as well. And as we are coming to the end of 2013, I need to thank you so very much for a truly amazing year. As great as 2013 is, I'm really more excited about what is coming in 2014. We are going to have our drawing for our mystery tickets. Throughout the year, I gave out a lot of mystery tickets at events, as blog prizes, contest prizes. We're going to have a drawing at the beginning of the year for the big mystery ticket prize, and I'm going to have some information about what's planned for next year's mystery tickets, plural. Also, coming up this weekend, we have our final Meet of the Month in Walt Disney World, our holiday edition. We're going to meet for breakfast over at the Earl of Sandwich at 9 a.m., and then we're going to go see Saving Mr. Banks. We're going to go to the 11:15 a.m. showing at the Fork and Dine Theater at the AMC Downtown Disney 24. And that's going to do it for 2013, but a lot going on in 2014. First On the Road event is going to be in Las Vegas right after New Year's, probably January 3rd, that Friday. Stay tuned to the events page for more information. The weekend after, and the weekend really starts like on Wednesday, Marathon Weekend, lots of events, meetups. I'm going to be doing the 5K, so come run or walk or eat along the 5K with me. The 7th anniversary show and special event weekend is going to be the weekend of February 1st. In the summer, we've got the e-ticket event, and there are cruises on the Disney Dream. And I'm also going to announce some other very, very fun and special events, not just in Walt Disney World, but elsewhere on land and who else knows. But listen, I want to, and I'm going to announce those at the beginning of the year so you can sort of plan out your social calendar. But again, no show next week because it is Christmas. And I want to wish you, look, whatever it is you celebrate, whether it's Christmas or Hanukkah or just a season or whatever it may be, I really want to wish you all a very, very Merry Christmas and say thank you for the gift that you have given me all year long and for the past almost 10 years that I have been doing this since I wrote my first trivia book back in May 2014. I can't believe it's coming up on 10 years. And I hope this year, I hope during this holiday season, you get to spend it with those that you love. And I hope that you get not what is on your list, but what's in your heart. And that is what you have given me. So Merry Christmas, happy holidays, the happiest and healthiest and most blessed new year to each and every one of you and those that you love. Thank you guys so very much for taking the time to to watch and support and be such good friends of mine. I love you guys, and thank you so much for everything you've done for me in 2013. Have a great holiday and a happy new year. God bless.